At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast, the only professional wrestling podcast in the world where pro wrestling is discussed passionately, with confidence, with great knowledge, and most of all, in the most sophisticated way. So brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because chaos is about to be unleashed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Paint Train Pipe Bomb Productions. My name is Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas, and my God, there has been a lot of drama surrounding World Wrestling Entertainment. First, the return of Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon's resignation, the fact that WWE is apparently up for sale, but the most important thing that really convinced me to do this episode is the fact that it's been confirmed that Tony Khan, the owner of All Elite Wrestling and Ring of Honor, is apparently in talks to purchase World Wrestling Entertainment. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now, I gotta be honest with you guys, I was always planning to do a whole episode on everything surrounding the WWE, but my original plan was to wait until a sale had been officially confirmed. Now, a few days ago, it was supposedly reported that Saudi Arabia had reportedly bought WWE, but according to WrestlingNews.com, headlines state that Saudi Arabia is reportedly not the favorite to potentially buy the WWE. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't buy it, they're just not the favorite. And it also confirms that no sale, official sale, has been made yet. So, I think negotiations, talks, whatever, it is still going on. But the whole thing with Tony Khan now being in talks to buy WWE, I'm going to be honest with you. I spoke to this with Ricky Litwinkiewicz, a.k.a. the Master of Mayhem, and he honestly believes that me talking about Tony Khan buying WWE is basically I'm kind of wasting my time because Ricky believes it's never going to happen. Okay. Now don't get me wrong. Ricky, I respect what he says. He could very well be correct, but I got to be honest with you. The fact that Khan is interested in supposedly buying WWE, to me, that's definitely worth talking about. Now, now, I should mention this. Shout out to Ricky, by the way. And I got to mention this, that even Jim Cornette already had something to say. And he said, and I quote, "Ridiculous to think that could happen," unquote. So, oh boy, I mean, I can't stress enough the fact that my buddy Ricky says that I'm basically wasting my time, you know, basically about the possibility of Tony Khan buying WWE. Now, I never said that I really believe it's going to happen. I just find it interesting, interestingly enough, that Tony Khan is reportedly wants to buy the company. And according to the WhatCulture.com, very respectable pro wrestling website, they actually insist that it's been confirmed that Tony Khan is in talks to buy WWE. I would imagine that it's Tony and his father, Shahid, who owns, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars as well as Fulham FC. You know, I got to be honest with you. First, I'll give my opinion on, you know, whatever, but imagine this. If the impossible were to happen, or, well, okay, I shouldn't call it the impossible, but if Tony Khan was to somehow, some way, successfully purchase WWE, Tony Khan would be basically doing a very, very Vince McMahon move. Basically, Tony Khan can proudly say, I, Tony Khan, bought my competition. Just like Vince McMahon did back in 2001. I mean, well, if it was 2001 or 2002, but y'all get the point, okay? Tony Khan, basically, if he buys WWE, he'll basically have done the exact same thing that Vince McMahon did when he bought ECW and WCW. Which I really does believe, if I remember correctly, because from that WrestleMania match with Shane McMahon, it was in fact in 2001, so... Look, honestly, if Tony Khan were to buy... Now, do I think it's going to happen? Probably not. That's all I can say. Probably not, but obviously you never say never because did we ever expect Tony Khan to buy a Ring of Honor? I sure as hell didn't. But everybody would say, well, buying Ring of Honor doesn't compare to buying WWE, which is, you know, true. And no disrespect to Ring of Honor. I adore Ring of Honor. Amazing wrestling. I've watched a lot of Ring of Honor footage dating back to 2002, you know, back, you know, the American Dragon, Daniel Bryan during that time, CM Punk, yeah. I greatly appreciate Ring of Honor, but you know, part of me says, you know, I've already spoken to this with a couple of fellow wrestling fans. If Tony Khan can purchase Ring of Honor, then why can't he purchase WWE? But then again, you know, I mean, WWE is massively worldwide global. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot when it comes to purchasing WWE. Now, speaking of WWE, I mean, according to WWE News, here, it was released about 3 hours ago, Stephanie McMahon and Triple H were actually not opposed to a WWE sale. And speaking of Stephanie McMahon, I mentioned how she resigned. You know, recently, I just learned last night that she recently underwent surgery on her ankle. So I just want to send out my thoughts and prayers on a speedy recovery for Stephanie McMahon. And I think I have read a report also. I think that Triple H had a meeting with the creative direction and the head of writings and everything that a sale is not going to change anything. Like, I think he basically was saying that the creative won't change, that nobody will lose their job. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure that WWE already has a plan laid out whenever the sale is made. So, I mean, but going back to how, like, Vince McMahon, you know, announced that he retired from retirement, came back. You know, some reports indicated it's to renegotiate some, some contracts, you know, with, like, TV or television contracts, I think, like that. Or another one insisted that he only came back so he can basically make the sale and then maybe go back into retirement. I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I should mention that the WWE, the members of the board unanimously voted Vince McMahon back in as the chairman. I mean... So, the fact that the members of the board, you know, unanimously, like, you know, brought in, you know, voted Vince McMahon back into the position of chairman, I mean, wow. I can't say I'm surprised. I mean, some people would say, well, you know, this is all Vince's creation, so of course they're going to unanimously bring him, you know, vote him back in the office. So, I mean, I don't know. But the members of the board, I mean, I'm sure, you know, they're under a lot of pressure now with what's going on. I mean, WWE really has not been living up to expectations. I mean, you know, so a lot of people, a lot of wrestling fans declared that once it was confirmed that Vince McMahon was back in the company, that WWE had basically signed its official death warrant. I mean, I don't want to take it that far. I mean, look, I get it. Vince McMahon's creative direction, his vision, you know, the last 10, 15 years or so, obviously not the best, but, you know, maybe Vince McMahon is too old school. I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, look, at the end of the day, we can criticize Vince McMahon for whatever, but at the end of the day, what we have to understand is Vince is not going to please everybody. He can't please everybody, okay? But overall, we appreciate everything as Vince has done for the company. You know, for me, I appreciate everything from, you know, the Attitude Era, the Ruthless Aggression Era, now the PG Era, I may not have liked it, but still, Vince McMahon was doing everything he could, you know, to please us. And again, he could not please everybody because that's just impossible. You can't please everybody. So honestly, the whole thing, like, you know, Vince McMahon comes back, Stephanie resigns, and I think Tony Khan becomes, it's not Tony Khan, Nick Khan, I should say, becomes the, I think, the official CEO of the company. And, you know, Triple H's current position did not change. So I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things going on right now with the whole thing with Vince coming back and Stephanie resigning. I'm sure there's a lot to the story to tell. There's lots of things that we do not know that we'll probably never know, or we won't know at a later date. I mean, it's clearly obvious, this whole thing with WWE, Vince McMahon, the sale and everything. Everybody is on a need-to-know basis. I mean, we basically, all we can do is just check in maybe once every hour to see if there's an update on anything, but we really are on a need-to-know basis. But seeing that Saudi Arabia is reportedly not the favorite to potentially buy WWE, that kind of asks me, you know, who is? I mean, I think it's also linked that, you know, Disney. I could have sworn I saw that Disney was actually going to be, was actually supposedly in the list of potential buyers. I mean, this particular one, I mean, you know, okay, so basically it says that Vince McMahon actually came back to help negotiate new TV deals for Raw and SmackDown and to explore potential company sale. Okay, so if this is actually 100% true, so if Vince McMahon is only back to negotiate TV deals for both shows, and I'd imagine for NXT as well. I mean, I'd imagine it's TV deals for Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. I'd imagine that's the case as well. TV deals for all three of the shows, because NXT is huge. I mean, NXT is not developmental, buddy. NXT is a major show. It started out small, it got bigger and better. Man, oh man. And that's something, that is a regret, ladies and gentlemen, that I live with. That at first, I was not watching NXT, but then, starting in 2014, I was fully, and I mean fully, addicted to NXT. NXT is Triple H's creation. And man, oh man, oh man, out of everything that I want to personally thank Triple H for, NXT might be the biggest thing. I mean, unbelievable. So again, according to this report on WrestlingNews.com by Mr. Andrew Ravens, now this was actually published yesterday. This is actually the whole story about Saudi Arabia is reportedly not the favorite to potentially buy WWE. But again, this kind of says that Vince McMahon returned to the board of directors to help negotiate the new TV deals for the shows and to explore, again, a potential company sale. And of course, now this says that Shawn and Tony Khan are actually part of the pool of potential buyers. So the Khan family, now the Khan family, you know, wants to basically, is in the sale of buying WWE. But, you know, according to this, WWE has hired JP Morgan and Rain Group to help actually lead the potential sale. So, but I'm really actually curious to see, okay, so at the very bottom, so basically Netflix, Amazon, Warner Brothers, Discovery, Disney, and Fox are actually all in the pool of potential buyers. Wow. Huh. Well, so my hunch was correct. Disney is actually part of it. Oh boy, I mean, check that, you know, the fact that Discovery, I mean, that's the parent company of TNT and TBS, so could you imagine, like, you know, TNT, you know, being like, you know, all that showing all that wrestling, so. And I'd imagine how difficult it must be for Tony Khan to run three major wrestling promotions. I mean, whew. I mean, you know, I shouldn't even be saying this because again, my buddy Ricky says it's never going to happen. It's even ridiculous. But again, you know, Ricky would have done everything he could to basically not want, you know, have me do an episode like this. But then again, the show does need content, especially fresh content. But if Tony Khan, again, pulls off the miracle of the century or somehow, someway doesn't end up buying WWE. I mean, could you imagine we really fully see the true forbidden door? We see WWE superstars compete in Japan, compete in Mexico, compete on AEW programming. I mean, maybe we'll be able to see Kenny Omega versus Seth Rollins after all. Although this is something I would have wanted to see in 2018 or 2019. But still, you know, I'm sure that, you know, both of whether on their career, if we were to see a match between Seth Rollins and Kenny Omega, I have absolutely no doubt in my mind it would be an absolute classic blockbuster. But I mean, anything could happen. But again, you know, first we got to see if Khan will buy AEW, if Tony Khan will actually buy WWE. Oh, my head is spinning, y'all. This is just so overwhelming right now. I mean, all this stuff like that. But you know, but again, you never say never. I mean, you'll check this out. So if the Khan family does end up buying WWE, if this does indeed happen, the one thing that I'm gonna say next, or I should ask next rather, is So is the Khan family going to purchase Impact Wrestling next? Well, if it ever goes on sale, then you can best bet that the Khan family will be in the pool of potential buyers. But you know, that we'll have to cross that bridge when we get to it. I mean, if we get to such a bridge, but now looking at all these potential buyers, I mean Netflix, Amazon, Disney, Warner Brothers, Discovery, Fox, man. I wouldn't be surprised if Fox actually ended up purchasing WWE because of because already the deal, you know, with everything. So it wouldn't surprise me if Fox bought the company, if Fox bought WWE. It also wouldn't surprise me if it was Saudi Arabia because, you know, WWE has done a lot of business with Saudi Arabia, you know, Crown Jewel and all the shows out there. So, but you know, anything could happen. But honestly, you know, the whole thing with Tony Khan wanting to purchase the company, I mean, I find that really interesting. So, of course, I was going to make the time to do an episode on it and kind of, you know, speak like that. So, do I believe Tony Khan will do it? I mean, probably not, but never say never. If Tony Khan does buy WWE, is that a good or a bad thing? I mean, that's going to take a while to officially be convinced. Now, I mean, the fact that the Khan family, they already own, like, an American football team. They own a soccer club in London. I mean, you know, a wrestling promotion and everything. I mean, you know, they're always hungry for the challenge. I mean, they thrive on these challenges. I mean, they thrive on these business decisions and these business aspects. So you know what? If they feel motivated to do it, if they are willing to do it, if they want to do it, then you know what? If they know the risks and they understand what they're getting themselves into, well, you know what? All I can say is go for it. So, man, oh man, oh man, this is so overwhelming. So, anyway. So the whole situation with the company being on sale, I mean, I can't imagine exactly, you know, what the future would hold. I mean, about the whole thing, I mean, honestly, I think that honestly, you know, Vince McMahon at 77 years old, you know, we really ask ourselves, how is he able to handle, you know, running a company, you know, how is he able to handle running a company this big, you know, at this point of his life? I mean, I just tell people, guys, Vince McMahon is one tough son of a gun. Vince McMahon is fearless. Vince McMahon's history speaks for himself. Put all the promoters back in the day, he put them all out of business. He bought his competition, okay? I mean, Vince McMahon has beaten the United States government. Nothing, and I say nothing can beat Vince McMahon when you know his history. So, but, you know, this whole thing, you know, I probably should have mentioned this earlier. Actually, I should give a shout-out from Third Down Thursday's Coach Bruce, because Coach Bruce, you know, actually made me aware of the fact that apparently Vince McMahon is actually being sued by a shareholder. And I think this actually comes from the fact that he came back. So, yeah, so, I mean, a lot of people were obviously upset about Vince McMahon coming back. I mean, but, you know, I mean, again, you know, Vince knows what he's doing. I mean, part of me believes, you know, part of me says that, you know, Vince is probably not surprised that you know, he's now being sued like that. But you know, the fact that he now has a class action lawsuit filed against him by a WWE shareholder because of the controversial return to the company. I mean, basically, according to this, it says that Vince McMahon abused his power of CEO and made invalid and inequitable bylaw requirements that would hamstring the board from making critical business decisions. Wow. Man. I mean, we all know that basically, you know, Vince McMahon, you know, when he actually resigned from the company because he was dealing with some legal issues, you know, involving, you know, sexual harassment and, you know, and like that, and sexual misbehavior in the workplace. So, I mean, really, honestly, you know, if Vince McMahon, you know, came back to put himself, you know, under all this pressure, I mean, again, I mean, Vince McMahon, I'd imagine he knows what he's doing, but then you ask yourself, does he really know what he's doing? But honestly, based on what I said earlier, if Vince McMahon just came back to negotiate TV deals and to basically sell the company, then I supposedly understand. But some people would have said, well, he could have allowed the other employees to handle the negotiation on TV deals and the sale of the company, which is absolutely true. But if that's the case, I mean, especially if he came back because he wants to actually make the decisions as far as selling the company goes, that I fully understand, because he owns the company. I mean, the company is his. When he bought it from his father and he built it and made it to what it is today, I mean, I understand why Vince wants to be part of the sale. I get it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not surprising, but I'm sure there's other ways this whole thing could have been handled. I mean, again, I can give my opinion, but at the end of the day, it's merely my opinion. But if a sale happens, I hope it goes to the right buyer. As far as the legal action goes from the sexual harassment and this new lawsuit right that, then, well, that's his business. So, I mean, he's going to have to deal with whatever he's been handed, he's going to have to deal with it. That's his deal. So, but, you know, for me, I want what's best for the company, because I've been overly unsatisfied with WWE for such a long time, but I refuse to give up on WWE. Like, I didn't want to go out on Twitter and say, yep, WWE's officially dead. There's no coming back from this. I mean, I want to remain optimistic because, again, WWE, I've been a wrestling fan for so long, and WWE has been a huge impact on me. So, I mean, I can only hope that WWE, the sale goes right, and WWE can become, you know, can become great again. So, because, you know, again, I've said it many times. I don't want AEW better than WWE. I don't want WWE better than AEW. I don't want any company being better than the other. I just want pro wrestling to be well appreciated. I want to appreciate pro wrestling overall. I want to love AEW. I want to love Ring of Honor. I want to love New Japan. I want to love WWE. I want to love all of them so I can be a very happy fan of professional wrestling as a whole. So that's all I can say. So really, to close it out, I mean, this whole thing with Tony Khan and the Khan family buying WWE, again, I mean, if it happens, then I'll definitely be here to talk about it, and I'll definitely need to bring in Mr. David LaFon. Shout out to David, hope all is well, brother. Definitely going to need him for that particular episode. So, I mean, I'm going to need an inner circle of wrestling fans for that particular episode, honestly. But, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but quite frankly, we'll cross that bridge if we get to that bridge. So, anything can happen. So, you know, to remind everybody that, you know, my buddy Ricky says there's no way in hell that's going to happen. Jim Cornette feels it's ridiculous to even think about, but, you know, everybody's got their opinion, so. And like my buddy Ricky says, an opinion's like a butthole, everybody's got one. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And remember, if you know somebody that loves professional wrestling and they are looking for a very, very interesting and exciting pro wrestling podcast, Ringside Chaos is the show for them. Ringside Chaos is the show for all pro wrestling fans. So if you love pro wrestling, Ringside Chaos is the show for you. So please, please, please subscribe. Thank y'all very, very much, and I will see y'all next time.
At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.